Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Everybody to another edition of Sin City. This your man Father Time. My man Cass running a little late for the show tonight, so we're gonna forgive him for all of that. But the show must go on. I see we got somebody that's already on here. What's what? Caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me, caller? Going on. All right, just a minute, y'all. I'm having some technical difficulties. Let me try to get this call in here. I don't know who it is. But anyway, I'm going to give a just a second. I'm trying to get you in, caller. Hold on for a second, caller, I'll get you in. But right now, I want to give a shout out to all the Green Bay Packer fans. If you're a Packer fan like me, then congratulations on the Super Bowl win. You know what I'm saying? And callers, I see y'all. I'm having a little technical difficulties right now, but I'm trying to work it out, so bear with me. Tonight, y'all, we're gonna get busy. Uh-oh, I got somebody in here. Caller, what's up? Welcome to Sin City. Who is this?
It's Butter.
Hey, what's happening, Butter?
How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Oh, just relaxing, you know. And ready
okay.
for the show.
How was your day?
Oh,
it was
all right.
Okay,
I was, you know, relaxing today. Did a lot of relaxing today. Yeah. How about you? I see you excited about the Bulls. I mean, what is the great
Packers?
Yeah, Packers.
I love my Packers.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Packer fan. Been a fan for a long time, many, many moons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got a new caller to the show, though. Caller, what's happening? Who is this? Caller?
This is Sandy.
Who we talking to? What's happening, man? Long time no hear. How you doing?
Good.
All right, I heard you
What's
move.
What's up, Candy?
Hey, yeah, I moved. In that damn storm.
Tell us about your new place. What's going on with the new place? Is it bigger? Is it better? Better neighborhood? What's going on?
I don't really know the neighborhood. I mean, it's a better place. And kids are happy with the school, so hopefully it was the right move.
Okay. So you moved in the middle of the school year then? Toward the end of the school year, rather?
Well,
you
yeah.
In the middle of the school
damn
year,
merit.
Right? So you had to transfer, you had to take your kids out of one school and put them in a totally different school, right?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Don't you think that kind of, like, traumatized the kids? Why you just didn't wait till, like, June or something?
Yeah, it was, but I couldn't take no more where I was at. The landlord didn't
really
want to do no work and shit, and it was falling apart. I was scared that house might collapse with me underneath it.
Okay, now, buddy, let me ask you a question. Would you move like that?
If I had to, yeah. It's their safety before anything.
I mean, I understand that, but I think, I mean, it's just me, but.
I mean, it's like, okay, if you want to, if she's living in a bad situation, she don't have nowhere else to go, are you going to offer her somewhere to live with her kids? You know?
That's not what I'm saying. That's that. My question is, now, apparently, to y'all, it would probably be no. But I think when you move your kids in the middle of the school year, that's kind of tough on the kids, don't y'all think? Or is it like, you know, is it like my mom's was when we was little, it was like, whatever, we moving.
Well,
I mean, it's tough. I mean, I'm sure it is, you know, because they've been at that school since, like, for 3-4 years, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for one, my daughter be going into middle school, so she's going to end up going to a totally different school anyway, new scenery and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then my son is right behind her. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, we had to do what was better for us to do, and they understood that, you know. I mean, I did ask their opinion on shit, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't just I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? But I had to do what was right for my kids to be right for my kids, you know what I'm saying? Because I was not allowing my kids to be in that spot any longer. You know what I'm saying? I had to do right what was up for my kids. If it wasn't for my kids, then I'd have stayed where I was. But I got to make a better life for them.
Oh, now you moved to a totally different city? A totally different city.
Yep, a totally different city.
You never know. The child might not have wanted, the children might not have wanted to leave their friends, but they're probably really happy to be in a new environment.
Probably, but then when they start missing their friends, it's like,
they got a phone that they can call, and it ain't like, my mom stays right down where I used to live. So they got the friends in the neighborhood on the weekends. I go down there and, you know, kick it with them and shit. They can go visit their friends and stuff. And
okay. Ooh,
you
we
know.
Got a new caller to Sin City. Hold on, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's up? You on Sin City? Who is this?
This is Sweetness.
What's up, Sweetness?
What's happening, Sweetness?
Hey, how are you
What's
doing?
What's up, Sweetness?
Hey, Candy.
Hey, Candy. Hey, Sweetness. What's happening with you, Sweetness?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing
I'm
much.
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing
What's
good.
Going on?
Nothing much.
You doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, we're talking about uprooting the kids. How you feel about uprooting your kids? I mean, nobody wants to do it. But do you, like, ask your kids? And first of all, how old is your oldest child?
11.
Who?
Are you talking
so
to
they
Candy?
Really don't count, yeah. I'm talking to...
You talking to me?
Sweetness.
Oh. Well, I mean, every child's opinion counts no matter how old they are, especially if they understand what's going on. You could be 11,
okay.
7 and still have an opinion, you know, of how you feel. A child knows how they feel. But if we're talking about the move that Candy made, you know what I'm saying, she did what she felt like she had to do. I know what her situation was, so I would have done the same thing.
I'm not talking about why you had to move. Why you had to move doesn't matter. It's just, you say your oldest child is 11, right? Is that what you said?
Are you talking to me, Sweetness?
Sweetness.
My daughter is 11.
Oh, okay. Now, if you had to move, would you consult your 11-year-old?
I mean, I would ask her how she felt about it, yeah.
And what if she said, no, I don't want to move, Mom. I like it here.
Well, I mean, 9 out of 10, a child is going to say that, especially if they're used to the environment, you know, their surroundings. But sometimes
right.
the change ain't, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with the change either. Sometimes it'll be the best move you could ever make.
Right, but I'm saying, though, if you're looking at it from
it,
a kid's
point of view. It depends. If I know that I could better myself, but most of all my kids, then, yeah, I would do it. Yes, I would. You know, kids ain't, you know, they going to make new friends, you know. Of course, they're going to miss where they was at, but sometimes it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank y'all for calling. Now we're going to get into the real topics that we're going to talk about tonight. First of all, let's talk about friendship. What's one thing that you're willing to do to protect your friend? Let's say your friend committed a crime. You was there. You didn't do anything. You just you witnessed some stuff, right? Excuse me. And let's say somebody saw you witnessing some stuff, and then they tell the police, well, she was there. She saw everything. The police come to you, and this is your partner, your ace. What do you do? Start with we got first up. We got Butler. Butler, what do? You snitch on your friend? Did you say I wasn't there? They got evidence that you was there. I mean, they got you on tape watching everything.
If they got me on tape watching everything, then all they can do is ask me, you know, tell me, you know, to tell the truth. But my whole thing is I'm legally blind. I ain't see shit.
Right.
I was having a seizure, shit. I was having a seizure. I wasn't even paying attention.
They got you cold, though.
They got
me standing there.
That don't mean that I was functioning.
Standing there watching.
That don't mean I was functioning.
So you're going to deny everything. You wasn't there.
I ain't going to deny it. I'm like, I was there. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. I can't believe I was there.
But you ain't see nothing.
I ain't see shit.
Okay.
I only got one
Mandy,
good eye.
What about you? What are you doing, Mandy?
Yeah. Well, I'd give him probably a totally different story.
Okay, what are you going to say? I mean, I just picked you up. I got you in the office. You in the interrogating room right now. I'm coming at you with video and pictures. I'm showing you pictures of you at the scene. You right there. I see you, but I don't see the person you with. But I know who you are.
Self-defense.
Who was you with?
I wasn't with nobody.
Right. Oh, it's just like that shit. I don't know who that
was.
I was
at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Amen. That's a show. Sure.
I don't know what.
Answering the question, though. That's not answering the question. You're not answering the question. I'm giving you pictures. I got pictures of you and the person you was with. And this person you was with is committing a crime. I can't see their face in the picture, but I see yours plain as day.
I know.
And I'm asking you, who was you with? You at the police station.
I was like, I don't know who that was. It wasn't with me.
Hey.
I mean, I might have been standing next to him, but that don't mean I was with him.
Okay. All right. Sweetness, what about you?
I played the fifth.
You saying the same thing, right? You
That's
you
exactly why
that.
I played the fifth.
Okay. Now, part two. Now, I'm telling you, you're obstructing justice. You impede on a criminal investigation. You can do time for this. You don't give me a name right now. You was there. I'm going to charge you with the crime. I need a name right now. Sweetness, now what you gonna do? You
plead
can't
the
say,
fifth.
I didn't see nothing. That's done.
I'm gonna plead the fifth. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm still gonna plead the fifth.
So you willing to go to jail for your friend? You willing to take that charge?
Yeah, but if I don't know. Am I being? I'm in interrogation, right? I'm
right.
Not in no courtroom, right?
Nope, I'm interrogating you
not
right
yet.
Now.
Right.
I'm interrogating you right now. You don't give me a name,
I still wouldn't say nothing. I would still be saying I plead the fifth.
So you're going to take that charge? You're looking at 3 to 6.
No.
You're going to take that charge? You're going to do the time for your friend, right? Unless you give a name, you're doing 3 to 6. They're going to charge you with the crime.
Oh, charge of what?
Assault with a deadly weapon. You're looking at 3 to 6 years.
With a deadly weapon.
They can't do that shit.
Oh, shit. I'm going to jail for all fucking time, I see. My thing is, you got to prove that I assaulted anybody with a deadly weapon. That
right.
doesn't mean that you see me next to a person does
not
mean
true.
I'm with that person or I know
that's
that person.
That's not true. It's a
yes,
fact.
It is
you're
true.
A widow.
I know the law.
You're a widow.
And the
we
law
know
you is you got to prove. I don't care if I'm standing next to the God. If I don't know him, I'm not going to tell you who he is because I don't know. How can you, charge me with
video.
Something that I don't even know? That'd be like me charging the detective at being next to me and I committed a crime. He don't even know who the hell I am. You cannot. I will fight that shit and I will sue some motherfucker when I win. Because
ain't
they can't charge me with something.
Ain't the truth. Tell it again.
You can sue for one, and that doesn't mean because you're standing next to a person that you know that person.
I got you on videotape. Y'all together. I just can't see the
other
person.
It don't matter if I'm together. I might have been walking up with this person, but I didn't know this person.
Right.
How can you charge me with something
you
that I didn't
with
do?
You walked up with
him?
I don't know that person.
I could be trying to wait for him to give me change for
$5. I don't know who that person is. I don't know that person.
Y'all.
But you cannot charge me with something I didn't do. And it shows that since you got video and audio, it shows I didn't do it. So therefore,
they can charge
you
with anything.
Right
the police. If they want to charge you, they can charge you.
No, they cannot charge you.
Is,
the person that charges you is prosecutors. And if you got video and audio, then that means you can show me that I committed a crime. That you can show me I high-fived this person or whoever I'm supposed to know. If you got video and audio.
If anything,
you got to prove to me.
If anything,
you got to prove to me.
I was waiting on the $5 bill. You know, he owed me $5. This person owed me $5.
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
I don't know you. I don't know that dude.
Okay, y'all need to listen, okay? Everybody need to listen. Y'all turn this into something that is really not, okay? We're not talking about the law. And if you're there, if you're on the scene, if you're with this person, you can be charged, okay? Just to let y'all know that, you can be charged. Now, the question is, if you don't give up a name, you doing 3 to 6 years. Are you going to give up the name? Butter, 3 to 6 years or give him a name. What you going to do?
I really don't think. 3 to 6, I'll probably do 18 months. I probably need 18 months to be one with the Lord.
Are you going? You giving up the name, or you going to jail? Which one are you doing?
I'm going to jail.
Candy, you giving up the name, or you getting locked up?
$3 to $6 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's not all I can tell you. $3 to $6 million lawsuit.
It's not a lawsuit.
Because I didn't commit a crime. I don't know who committed the crime. I don't care who knows.
Okay. What y'all fail to realize is, okay. You can be driving down the street with your partner, okay? you and your partner driving down the street. He tells you to stop. He or she tells you to stop. They get out, shoot somebody, get back in the car. You're getting charged. Whether you know
okay,
anything
that's,
about it
that's,
or not.
You're that's being
charged.
Accomplice. But what I'm saying is, you said we were walking up somewhere. Walking up somewhere and driving in the car
the street
with
your
friend. Of course, if you're in my car, I'm going to know who you are. But if we were walking down the street, we never got to know each other. Hell, you could have came from one end of the street, and I came to the other. We shook hands, and that's how we met. That don't mean I know you. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. We got a new caller to Sin City. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, how's everybody doing?
What's up?
Hi, Janine.
What's happening, Janine?
Hey.
Did you hear the question?
Not really.
It turned into something totally different, totally than what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the question is, you're with somebody,
mm-hmm.
they commit a crime, you're there, you witness the crime, they got you mm-hmm. on tape. They pull you in, they haul you down to the police station, and they need
mm-hmm.
a name.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give them a name, they're going to charge you with what your friend did. Even though you didn't touch him, you didn't lay a hand, you were just standing right there watching. That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
But they can still charge you for that. You can
yeah.
be charged with that same crime that your buddy committed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the law. They can do that. Now, what do? Do you give a name, or do you take the charge?
It depends on who that person is.
It doesn't matter It doesn't matter who it is.
It does. Because if that's my guy or my husband, of course not. Anybody else, I wouldn't give a fuck. Huh?
I'm saying it's one of your female friends.
Oh, a female friend? Hell no, I ain't going to take up for her. No, I'm not going to take up for her.
So
I ain't going to take up for none of my friends. I ain't going to take up for none of my friends. Because if you was my friend, you wouldn't let me go down for shit you did. So, no. No, I would not.
They can't see their face, but they can see your face real good. That's how they pulled
mm-hmm.
you in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not about to go down for nobody. Because if it was on the other foot, they wouldn't do it for me. Because everybody is always out for themselves. I don't care what nobody say. Ain't nobody
well,
gonna go to jail
means.
For some friend. Ain't nobody gonna go to jail for no friend. Please.
I ain't gonna say all of that. Say all of that. Some people get caught and they won't tell.
Yeah, because they got this whole thing about snitching and all this and that shit you done learned from the streets, whatever. Because if they was that close or you was that cool with that person, if that person really loved you as your friend, they wouldn't even let you go to jail for them.
They want to put you in that predicament.
Exactly. So, therefore, they not a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how I see it.
Really?
Yep, that's how I see it.
So if we was walking down the street together, we've been mm-hmm. kicking it for about a month. We've been together for about a month. And I see an enemy. I catch a street.
You talking about me and you together. You talking about me and
yeah,
you together. Okay.
We boyfriend and girlfriend. We kicking it for a month now. We just moving. We leaving the movie theater. I see an enemy. He's slipping. I got him cold. Right? Above
mm-hmm.
and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get us on video. They got me beating the dude, and then they got you standing right next to me. Maybe you pulling
mm-hmm.
on my shirt or something like, come on, let's go. They got all this on tape, right? They can't see my face, but they can see your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been kicking it for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
They pull you in, they tell you, well, since you was there, you don't give us his name, we're going to charge you with the assault. You're looking at 3 to 6.
Uh-huh.
What you gonna do? You gonna give me up?
Yeah, I don't know you like that.
It's been like a month.
Nigga, a month ain't long enough. Look, I have to be in love with you. ain't just gonna be giving up my life for some man I didn't just met a month ago. Are you kidding me? Now, if you was talking about we've been kicking it a year, we living together, you know, we've been down for each other. It's been a while. You know, it has to be a while. I ain't just about to be doing all that for somebody I just met a month ago.
So you're going to give me up, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to give you up, quick fast. They ain't got to put me in the police car. Before we even get to the damn police station, they will already know what happened.
They're not going to yell out the window, you know.
They ain't even got a handcuff by it.
What we've been keeping a good strong-ass month. I'm talking about every day.
Ain't no month strong. We don't know nobody like that in no month. You being fake in the first month. You ain't even being real. Okay, you not even being real. Everybody's being phony that first month. Okay, so we do not know each other like that.
Okay, what about your husband?
I would do that.
If I was your husband, you'd do the time for me?
Yeah, or somebody that I felt I love. It has to be somebody I love that I know would do the same for me.
Hello, people.
Hello.
What's happening?
Let me in. What's going on?
Glad you made it in. Sliding in.
I said hello three times. Yeah, everybody already want to speak to me. What's going on, man?
You got it, Eddie. What's happening?
Man, hold up, man. I just sent a shout out, man. I don't know what I know y'all's in the heated debate, but I just got to send a shout-out. Happy birthday to my baby Kay. That's where I was at, man. I was a little late. I had to go out to dinner with my daughter. Happy sweet 16, baby. Love you. All right, now what's going on?
Tell her her favorite uncle say happy birthday.
I'll be sure to do it. Well, I guess they listening to us, so.
Really? I ain't gonna hit him with the nickname then.
No,
I'm gonna leave the nickname alone this time since they listen.
Well, I don't know if they listen.
But she knows.
My mama said that she's
okay.
Me.
You know what that nickname is, don't you, baby? Yeah, she knows. But now let me go back up here to Candy. Candy, you seem to not understand. If you're there, and a crime happens, you're there. You can't be charged with that crime. I don't know who told you differently.
Well, I know.
But if something happened,
I'm a convicted felon. I know. You have to hit me with video and audio. I want to hear it. That's what I told him. If you got me on video and audio, I want to hear it. I want to see it.
They got you on video.
It's my right.
They gonna show you the tape.
It's my right.
They gonna show you the tape. You either give up a name or you do a 36.
Okay, but that don't necessarily mean that I know who's really standing there. Now, if I'm in a car with a person, that's one thing.
No, whether you're in a car or walking, if you're there, something happens, you get caught. You can be charged with that crime, even though you didn't.
I mean, me and you can be walking down the street, or me and whoever could be walking down the street. And we just say, hey, you know, hello, how are you? You know, how are you? And you go on and shoot somebody, that don't mean I know you. Just because
I spoke
to you.
They got us on tape. Apparently they're going to see us walking down the street together on this tape. We could be holding hands, anything. And I just pick up a pipe or a brick or something and just bust a motherfucker in his head.
Oh,
and take his money. Now, they can charge you with the crime that I committed, even though you ain't doing it. You just stood there and watched.
Hey,
you
brother.
Can still be charged with that.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Yo. Brother.
You.
Can you feel me in what's going on here? I mean, you talking about busting motherfuckers in here with pipes and shit.
No. We're talking about how far would you go to protect your friend?
Because you ain't filled me in on nothing, brother. I'm trying to get in with you. What's going on?
You already know you already know the topic, bro. How far would you go to protect a friend? If me and you together, we walk down the street, I just bust a motherfucker upside the head, take his money, we bounce, they got it all on tape. From the tape, they know we're together. You know what I'm saying? They know we together. They see your face clipped, but they don't see mine. But they know you was there. They pull you in, get you in the motherfucking interrogating room, and they tell you, well, look at here, man. If you don't give us a name, we're going to charge you with the crime you're doing 3 to 6. What you going to do?
They're going to have to prove it to me.
They showing you the tape.
Exactly.
If they show me the tape.
Everybody, see, we all making a big deal out of this. Okay, they got you cold.
I'm hearing that. They got me cold. They got me on tape, but you hit the motherfucker with the pipe.
Right.
And I don't know that, man.
You, we need to know his name, or we going to charge you with the crime because you was there. Whether you participated or not, you can still be charged because you was there.
I don't know that, man. Y'all just don't have to take me to court. Y'all don't have to take me to trial. I don't know that, man.
So you wouldn't do the 3 to 6 for a crime that you didn't commit?
3 to 6 for a crime I did commit?
You
said
what? You didn't even know I was going to do it. I just did it.
You did it and you ran and you left me.
No, we ran together. We left together.
Oh, well, I fucked up right there. I'm hit already because I ran with your ass.
Right, they got you cold. Now, they
right,
give you probation if you give up my name. They give you probation if you give up my name.
Nah, that shit don't work like that. They got me. Fuck it.
Right, but I'm saying, though, if you give up a name, they'll let you take a little plea for probation. What do you
now,
do?
Now, you talking about me and you, or if I just met you in a month?
No,
not because I heard you say when I got in. I heard you say y'all are much strong.
Right, right. That was just trying to make a point to Janine.
Oh, okay.
But I
mean,
this shit happened yesterday, and we've been friends for a long ass time. And this just happened yesterday. I robbed that motherfucker, and then I bounced. Now I'm back at the crib. Now you taking all the heat. Even though
us
you ain't doing shit.
Okay, us being who we are now?
Right, this happened yesterday.
I'm not going to prison for you.
You gonna give me your job?
I'm not going to prison for you, man. I got babies.
Damn! Y'all see that?
I'm not going to prison. I wouldn't expect you to go to prison for me.
Give me up for 3 years.
Yeah. Dude, now, hold on. Let me say this, dog. This was back in the day. I'd have did the ass down. I'd have did it, nigga. I'd have been like, dude, you better come with, put my books up, have me write. Dude, I got too much to lose right now. I can't lose my babies because of you. I'm sorry, dog.
Wow.
I love you like a brother, but I can't lose my babies because of you.
No,
I can't be
don't love
work.
Me like no damn brother. You giving me up?
Yeah, motherfucker, I tell him my brother. I'm not losing my babies for y'all. I'm sorry, dog. I'm not losing my babies. So, in other words, you do the 3?
I do the 3, dog.
You do the 3.
You know why I would do it. You already know why I would do it.
Okay, now listen to me now. I know you. I know you real good. I know you pretty much better than anybody. In other words, it's probably the exception of your mother and your brother.
That's me.
Now,
okay.
you mean to tell me you finna walk out your daughter's life for 3 years over some shit I did?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Honestly, not
you
real.
Already, but hold on.
It's a yes or no answer. Either you're going to walk out your daughter's life for 3 years or you're not. I didn't say in the past, I said as of right now.
Yeah.
You would walk out your daughter's life?
You know why I would. You already know why I would, man.
Well, you a better man than me. I got to give it to you. I'm not walking out my kid's life. I'm not doing
it. But you know what, though? But you got to look at it like this, dude. In my situation, I'd have been out of life anyway.
I understand that, but, dude, I'm not walking out my kid's life right now. That's why I'm late now, because I was at Applebee's with my daughter. I'm not missing none of this. My baby just turned 16. I'm not missing none of this.
Hey, I understand that, dog. I understand.
I mean, now, if it's something that I did, then so be it. But I'm not missing this because of y'all. I'm sorry, dog. You're not going to sit here and send me pictures of my, man, look at my little girl. She grown. Yeah, yours grown too, dog. No. And you hit that man on some bullshit just because you want to rob him? No, man. You got to think about it as a friend.
It don't matter what, doesn't matter the reason why. I'm
no,
saying,
yes, it do.
If it was reversed, I wouldn't give you up, dog.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm not going to jail for you. I mean, because the simple fact is this. You did that shit just on some humbug shit. Now, if this motherfucker did something to you, some real cold shit, yeah, I mean, you'd be standing side by side. But if you just on some bullshit, man, I feel like busting the motherfucker head today. Hell no. No, man, you're not finna do this shit. Yeah, I get caught up for it. Because you was just doing some shit just being stupid? No, man, that ain't right. I mean, you ain't even think enough about me.
No, they ain't got nothing to do with it, brother. You misreading it, man. You misreading it. If it was, if the shoe was reversed and it was me, I would take the years.
Okay, so same scenario. We walking down the street.
I don't know if it's somebody else anyway. See, that's my whole thing.
What? I don't owe nobody shit. See, well, that's where we differ at. I don't owe nobody a damn thing. I don't owe nobody nothing.
Well, everybody owes somebody, bro.
I don't owe nobody nothing.
Everybody owes somebody.
Not to that point. I owe my daughter enough to say... I owe my daughters enough to say, look here, daddy got to stay home and take care of y'all. That's who I owe. I don't owe nobody else. I owe my daughters. I owe them everything. Because they didn't ask to be here. So up until they grown, hey, they my responsibility. And by hook or by crook, hey, I got to take care of them. And if you got to go to jail, I love you, brother, but... You gotta go to jail.
You owe me.
What I owe you?
You owe me.
How many times you didn't get me out of jail?
No, it's something we can talk. We'll talk about it off air. But you owe me.
I owe you.
So you owe somebody. You owe me.
I don't owe you shit.
Yes, you do.
And if I did owe you, I'm pretty sure that's paid.
Well. Oh, some debts can never be repaid, no matter what you do. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like
Fat Boy. When Fat Boy, before he passed and everything, when I was homeless, he opened up his door for me. You know what I'm saying? Now I can't repay him. I can never pay him back because he's no longer here. You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute! Whoa! Hell, motherfucker, I didn't open up my doors for you. You've been homeless a lot of times.
You're missing the point, y'all. I'm talking about repay. I can repay you. Because you're still with me. You're still here. I can never repay him because he ain't here no more.
What's your point? What is the point you're trying to make, dog?
That is my point.
I can never
repay his brother. I can never repay him for what he did for me. I can never pay that back, ever, in life. I can't pay him back or his brother. I can't pay neither one of them back. You, I can pay back.
Well, pay me back.
You know what I'm saying? I can pay him back. But I'm talking about the people that you can you can't never repay. You know what I'm saying? So the only way I can repay them back is by helping somebody else.
Well, I don't know nobody the way you feel like you owe them. I don't owe nobody that much.
Well, it's not a feeling, dog. It's fact. You know,
I mean, that's your fact.
I respect that. So my point is, the only way I can't pay them back per se. You know what I'm saying? I can't pay Fat Boys back ever in life. I can never pay him back ever. The only way I can pay him back now is to help somebody else.
All right, well,
that's indeed,
all right.
If I'm able to help them. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Let me finish my point. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
With the put a sheet on her bed.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't pay him back per se, but I can help somebody else out. You know what I'm saying? If you got caught up with some bullshit that I got caught for, I ain't going to give you up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so now what if you feel like, all right, well, let me ask you. What if you didn't owe nobody? What if in your heart you feel you didn't owe nobody? Would you still feel that way?
Well, I'd probably feel differently.
Oh, so only reason that you, well, so what you're saying is because somebody helped you out in the bind, you feel like if that situation ever came around again, you owe that person.
Right, exactly.
Well, as long as I owe you, you'll never be broke.
I can't repay it. You understand what I'm saying? Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Okay, I'll give y'all a prime example. Okay, hypothetically. Excuse me. Hypothetically. I committed a crime with somebody, right? They got caught. But they didn't tell on me. You understand? They took all the time and just did it. Now I could never repay this person back. Cause let's say they got life. They ain't never getting out. You understand what I'm saying? So now I can never repay this person back. You feel what? Y'all understand what I'm saying? I owe this person my freedom. Y'all know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You owe this person your freedom because they didn't tell on you, right? So now you're promised another 20 years if you don't die. You got another 20 years of freedom. That was doing 3 years for one of your boys compared to doing what? Somebody answer that one for you. You can't do 3 years.
Hell no.
Even though you shouldn't even be out anyway.
Man,
you
if you
look, of your life. But
well,
you
if it was meant for me
out.
To be in jail, I'd have went then. If it was meant for me to go to jail that time, I'd be in jail then. If it ain't meant for me, I ain't going.
Butter.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the question. Me and you did something together. I got caught. Right? They end up giving me life. I ain't gonna never get out. Right?
Right.
But I didn't tell on you. I never brought your name up. Even though they asked me about the thing, I never brought your name up. Right? I took it all on me. And now let's say you turn around years later. You with somebody that committed a crime, and you get caught.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
But now remember that if I would have told on you, you'd be doing life in prison right now. But I didn't.
Okay.
And now, now you got caught up for a crime where you might do 2 or 3 years. Do you still tell on the person, or you just do the years? Even though I never told on you about the previous crime, I just took all that time on myself.
But if I tell on the person, then I don't get no years.
You don't get nothing. You walk away scot free.
And the person is how long I've been with that person?
Don't matter. That has nothing to do with it. But you got to remember now.
That's a blessing. That was just a blessing for me. That was a blessing for me. That was a blessing for me.
Okay, but what do you do? Do you tell the person that you're doing the crime with?
What the hell is all that?
It depends on if I'm being told. It depends on the situation.
What do you mean the situation?
You said it don't matter, but it does matter what the relationship is with me and that person that just got caught, that I can get free from.
Okay, buddy, you're making the question harder than it actually is.
Well,
I didn't tell on you. I gave you your free.
That ain't got nothing to do with the situation at hand.
Free is
that ain't got nothing to do with the situation at hand.
It has everything to do with it. You're free because I didn't tell on you.
Thank
but
you.
But now you committed a crime with somebody else, you got caught because you tell on them.
Brother, I don't think it worked that way.
Well, I just want to get asked him a question. Did you tell on them even though you committed crime earlier before and somebody else got caught, but they didn't tell on you? Now you got caught doing some shit. Did you tell on the person you was with?
Okay,
we'll come back to you, brother. We'll come back to you. We got a new caller to Sin City. Caller, what's happening? Who are we talking to?
What's going on, fam? This is Bushwick.
What's up, player?
What's going on, man?
You the man with the magic plan?
I was listening to your conversation, and the scenario that you're getting kind of don't add up because you said that the person that didn't tell on you, hypothetically, that you did the crime with them. And then you change it around that if you was just walking down the street and the person with you, you bust somebody in the head. Now, they didn't do that crime with you. That's two different scenarios.
But you was there.
But that's still two different scenarios.
I understand what you're saying, but that was totally different. That one was totally different.
This
is what we talk. What do you do in the situation I just described? Me and you together. We together.
And I don't have nothing to do with it, and you just did it out of thing?
We commit a crime together, me and you. I get caught. Right? I got caught. But I don't tell on you. I said, fuck it. I got caught, so it's on me. I don't tell on you. I don't say shit about your name. Every time your name come up, I don't say shit.
Okay.
But now, a few years later, you commit a crime with somebody, you get caught. And now they want you to tell on this other person. Well, you do. If you tell, you get probation. If you don't tell, you get charged with the crime, and you're looking at 3 to 6 years. What do you do?
Now, if I did the crime with them, then I'm keeping my mouth closed. Now, if I don't have a goddamn thing to do with them, my partner shouldn't want me to go to jail anyway, so he should tell on himself before I do anyway. He shouldn't put me in that predicament. Especially if I didn't do nothing and I had a lot to lose. No, you shouldn't put me in that predicament anyway. Now, if we did the crime together, that's different than I keep my mouth closed.
Okay, well, I'm saying you walk down the street with somebody and they decide they're going to rob somebody. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, we all know somebody that does impulsive shit like that.
Putting me in that predicament, and you should know. For me, right now, I'm not going to goddamn jail for nobody. If it ain't my kids or my mama, I'm sorry. I've been there, done that. Not for no bullshit. And I'm going to quote somebody that told me when I was on some bullshit not about a year ago. I was talking about going to fuck a motherfucker up. And quote and unquote this what this person said. Shit, you go do some stupid shit like that, I'm going to tell on you. But I ain't gonna say who said that though. But you know what I'm saying.
Now he ain't talking about me. I ain't never said no shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
you did. If you referring to me, then you can say me.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. You know, so you know, if like you said, if it's something stupid, yeah. And like you told me that, why would you put me in that predicament anyway for something stupid? Now, if, like you said, if something
Now, the situation you're talking about was bullshit from the jump, and you know it was.
It's the same thing he said. If we're just walking down the street, I just bust this motherfucker in the head. Why you do that? Oh, because the nigga shook my hand wrong. That's for what?
You was robbing.
Huh?
We walking down the street, you rob him. You just hit a motherfucker in the head with a brick and take his money.
Okay, why would
called.
You rob a motherfucker with me and you know I'm not into that? Why would you even do that? Why would you even put me in that predicament? That's stupid. That's just as stupid as what I was on that night. That's just as stupid.
But like I say, we all know a person that does that kind of stuff.
That's true.
We all know somebody that do that. Everybody on the show know at least one person that does impulsive ass shit like that. And if you're with that person, do you tell them?
I'm hoping he'll have enough respect and don't do it. He ain't did it around me in a while, so I'm hoping he'll have that same respect and won't even put me in that predicament.
But you said a while, so you've been around somebody that does impulsive shit like that. You don't never know when they're going to strike. They just do crazy-ass shit. That's just who they
but
are.
But now they know that I'm not up. I don't do that same shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. See, now you said, yeah, we do know this person, and we all of us know this person that does this impulsive ass shit. But the problem is, we've never been caught because of the shit that he's done.
Right.
We never got in trouble because of the shit he's done. Now, you sit there and you do that shit and you get me in trouble, that's something totally different. Me, you, and Wick, we all got away with, we all just happened to walk away from the dumb shit that he's done.
That's the only point I was trying to make.
But how far do you go to protect?
As good as I can, as far as I could. I can lie for you, so I can't lie for you.
Except for going to jail.
Except for going to jail. Lie for you as much as I can. I done got the lawyer, and the lawyer said I don't got no chance to beat this shit, then I'm sorry. I'm coming to let you know you might want to get the fuck out of town. I got to let them know who the fuck you are, bro. You might want to go ahead and turn the Bugs Bunny right about that time.
Wow. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
But why? You're not understanding. You're hearing what you want to hear. You're not understanding how we are trying to say this. At the point of time, at this age that you are and right when seeing your kids grow up, and you didn't do the crime. Like you said, you didn't do the crime. It'd be different if I went out and did it with you. But you know enough that you're not going to do this stupid shit, so why would I even come ask you for one thing? That's what friendship, to know what that your friend is going to do and how your friend react. That's the true friend. And the idiot
that we all know
not to do that shit.
So if we did the crime together, you ain't going to snitch on me. But if I just did some impulsive shit, you got caught, you snitching on me.
Why would I be caught for? That's still the point. Why are they coming
to
me?
They got us on tape. They got a phone. They got you standing there watching.
Then I don't know you no more. I done tried that so much. They said they steady going to try to throw a bullshit-ass crime on me. Then it's time for you to get rabbit, dog, because I got to let them know.
Wow.
And why would you, and for one thing, as a friend, why would you even let me go to jail when you know what I might lose, especially if I had something to lose?
Wow.
As a friend, why would you let me go there when you did the bullshit? Now, that's the question you need to be asking. Would you be friend enough to stop me from losing all my shit when you must don't got too much to lose because you did the dumb shit? Would you let me go there?
No.
Oh, but come on now. If I'm an impulsive person.
It's a two-edged sword.
If I'm an impulsive person, then you shouldn't even be hanging around me because you don't know what the fuck I'm going to do anyway.
I know enough that you know not to do no stupid shit that's going to jeopardize my freedom. You know that much.
Okay, but let's say I did, but you'd be right there at the motherfucking liquor store spending the money I just took off this motherfucker. You wouldn't have a problem then. When we spending the money together.
I don't got no problem till they came and talking about that I did this shit and they throwing away my goddamn life.
Hey, that's my whole point. Once I rob the motherfucker, you should be like, all right, I'm out, I'm gone. But no, you don't hang around with me and spend the money that I just took off this motherfucker.
For one thing, if you hit a motherfucker, if I said I wasn't going to be there if I wasn't going to be around you for you to do this dumb shit like that, why would I hang around after you did it when I'm steady saying you should know good enough not to be around me or doing no stupid shit like that? Now, after you did it, you came
come
and kicked it with me.
Come on, dog. We this Sin City, baby. We going to keep it real. You
and we keeping it real.
You're still going to be hanging around.
I'm
you know,
not going to be around when
you ain't doing no well. You
might
going to
be around
shit.
When you did it. No, not see. Like somebody a while back, somebody told me.
I'm talking about after the fact, dog. You might talk
after
shit
I was
about, man,
home,
that fucked up what you did, but you're going to still drink with me.
Yeah, but I wasn't there with you.
With
but you came and drunk, came to drink with me, though. But what's the point? I mean, you're still getting off the point.
It's my point. How am I getting off the point?
Because I'm still not getting the point.
You said you ain't going to be around after I did it. And I said that's bullshit.
I said I'm not going to be around when you're doing it. I said I'm not going to be around when you're doing it. And it's still the same point that I was bringing up.
You have no choice but to be there. You going to run and leave me? You ain't going to run. I know you're not going to run.
You're still not getting
the
point. Why would you? Why, if you call your mom, if you call.
But you ain't going to run. Neither one of y'all going to leave.
Hold up, brother.
I know that for a fact.
Hold up, brother. Hold up, brother. Let me ask you this, Tama. I mean, the point you trying to make is what? What is the point you trying to make? Are you trying to say that because we friends, I should go to prison for you? I mean, what is your point that you trying to really make?
My point is, if you get caught, you do the time.
Motherfucker, I'm not doing no time if I didn't do nothing. So wait a minute. So what you telling me is if me and you walking down the street, you do some impulsive shit, I get caught, I should do the time because of something you did?
It's just a yes or no answer.
I should keep my mouth shut, do these 3 to 6, then come back home and start my life over. That's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. You got your motherfucking mind, dog.
But you know what, though? You know what I feel to realize about you and Wick, both of y'all? Y'all know. Both of y'all know. Both of y'all know. So why?
What?
Why should I do anything differently? Why would y'all expect me to do anything differently? Y'all know the situation.
But you do.
You know what, dog? I'm going to be real with you. I hear you talking, and I hear everything you saying, but you're right. I do know you. I do know you, and I do know the type of person you are. And you can sit here and tell me that you going to do all this time. But, boy, ain't nobody, unless it's Jesus Christ himself coming down, ain't nobody finna pull you away from your baby.
How do you know this?
No, but you know, hypothetically speaking.
That's what we ain't talking. I'm still looking for these boots.
Listen, dog. Hypothetically speaking, if you own your freedom to somebody else, just like if you owe your life to somebody else.
Oh, that's just it. That's the difference between me and you.
Not,
I don't owe my life to nobody.
Years. 3 years compared to 300. How could you not do the 3 years compared to 300?
I don't owe my life to nobody other than my kids. My kids do it, and I take the rap for them, fine. Them my kids. I'm going to take the rap for my kids. I don't owe my life to no other man walking the face of this earth.
Dude, I said hypothetically, man. So if a motherfucker took a bullet for you,
you can say hypothetically all
you want. Gunning for you? You know the motherfucker was gunning for you. And this motherfucker took a bullet for you and died? You don't think you owe that motherfucker your life?
I don't owe nobody. So I'm supposed to go to prison? That's the G thing to do, huh?
We ain't talking about the prison now. We talking about something totally different.
If a man dead, what am I supposed to do?
And they roll up, they pull out, they start dumping, I get killed. I ain't got shit to do with it. I'm just visiting. I get killed. You don't think you owe me nothing?
What can I do to you?
And this is your beef that I ain't know nothing about? You don't think you owe me nothing?
Okay, okay, okay. So now hold up, hold up. Okay, let me say this. We don't go on record to say, okay, I owe you. What do you want me to do? You did.
Right.
Okay, so can we square up when we get to hell?
I ain't going to hell.
What do I owe you? To go out and get shot, saving another one for
my daughter a birthday card for the rest of your life. I'm just saying, there are situations where you do owe people. There are situations where you actually owe somebody.
I can do that part. I can do the birthday. I can look out for your damn daughter all the way until the day I be with you. All right, that's nothing. But you talking about going to prison because somebody went to prison for me? No, hell no, no.
All right. We gonna leave that one alone. Just make sure I remember don't never commit no crime with y'all motherfuckers.
You damn right.
God damn right. Both of y'all. Motherfuckers move out of project now. They don't know how to act. I swear.
I'm toasted. If y'all want to look on SinCity.com, you'll see me and Wick. We in the dungeon and we toasting to him. We ain't going to jail for his black ass.
That's what. And they've been my friends for 30 years, y'all. 30 years we've been friends.
And I love you to death, but I can't go to jail for you, dog. I don't even want to go for myself. What's that?
Okay, well now hold on, dog.
You
hold on.
You're
ask the people.
That's
I'm people. Butter.
I
would do that, motherfucker.
And you make sure you ask the right too.
Yes. Yeah.
We've been playing for 30 years, butter. 30 years.
Goodness,
banging
yeah.
and slanging. I mean, we go back 30 years banging and slanging.
And?
You can do 3 years for me?
Not if I can do the class. No, you ain't asking right. See, you try to cheat, as always.
Okay.
Hey, listen to the whole conversation, man. Let the woman speak, man.
I have not been listening to the whole conversation. Sorry, because I'm... But the whole situation, when it's all said and done, if we've been friends for 30 years and you know that I have children and you trying to have me sit up for you and go to prison for you, you dirty. And all I can do is put money on your book.
Candy, what about you?
Well...
I know that's your boo, but tell the truth.
I would have to ride by and wave at you.
Look, like this. Y'all go to sincity.spruce.com and just look at us waving at him.
That's bullshit.
Keep going, dog. We got more people on that. Keep going.
Scream it. I'll let you boy. Sweetness?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was
30 years. You go back 30 years. You can't do 3 years
for it doesn't matter. I'm not going to serve time for nobody. I got kids. I'm not doing it. I'm not going.
Wow. Okay. Name. Janine, I'll let your boy. Janine.
Yeah.
Game is going up, Janine.
I'm here. What you say? What you
say? I said the game is going off.
I'm not even, I'm looking at TV. I'm looking at something else.
I'm just messing with you, girl. God, calm down. What you do, 30 years we go back. Would you do 3 years for me?
Nope.
You wouldn't do it either?
No, I wouldn't. Would you be my friend and turn yourself in?
Oh.
Okay, then. Exactly.
You got caught. Why should I turn myself in if you got caught?
Because you know I didn't do it, and you're supposed to be my friend.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why.
That's what friends do.
Oh, okay.
Friends do stuff like that together. That's real friendship right there, baby. I do that time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Yeah.
You must ain't got nothing to lose.
I don't even love you like that. But I'll still do it. Whatever happened to the no snitching? Wasn't that like real big a few years back? What happened to that?
Niggas got tired of going to jail for bullshit. That's what happened to it.
Well, because you're trying to go to jail for somebody and they ain't got your back. So you're stuck doing 10 years or whatever the case may be, and the motherfucker's like, oh, well, she deserved it.
Since
you ain't got my back, why should I have yours? I learned my lesson on that one.
Hold up, man. I got a perfect example today. I got a perfect example. At work, we got this little partner. I got this little partner, 18 years old. 18 years old. He's facing weapons charges right now. He from Chicago, little partner from Chicago, cool little homie, ain't don't bother nobody. Now, he was rolling with his boy. He was rolling with his boy out of Chicago. Boy get pulled over. He didn't know his boy had AKs in the car. Boy had two AKs in the car. Boy said, man, I just got out, man. I can't go back. So he said, okay. He said, long as if they don't find him, fuck it. So now police search the car. They find the two AKs. They say, whose is it? His boy didn't say shit. He took the charge. Boy said, all right, man, I'm going to come get you. That boy sat in there a whole month, had to wait on his taxes to come. He had to bond himself out. You know what I'm saying? His mama did his taxes. He had to bond himself out, and whatever he didn't have left, his mama had to put on him. I mean, come on, dog. I mean, but this is his childhood friend. Now this boy, he facing weapons charges. He finna do time because his boy. Come on, man. If you my boy, you not finna put me in no trick bag like that. Your boy don't put you in no shit like that.
Okay, well, what if I tell you the guns is in the car? You still got in.
Well, then it's on me.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Because I'm finna make a prime example to that motherfucker that's standing right behind you. Yeah, I see you, motherfucker. With your little sweatshirt on. Yeah, I see you. Now, what do you do when a motherfucker's supposed to be your friend? Heat it up. They don't tell you that they heat it up, get harassed by the police. You said it right next to this motherfucker. They
and
take
off. But let me tell you the difference. If they held you, I was going to come back down.
They don't say shit to you. No, don't try to talk now. I'm gonna give you your chance to talk, but I want to make sure everybody hears the story.
Okay.
I want to make sure everybody hears the story. Me and this motherfucker, I ain't gonna say no names, but we was together. We was on a mission to the L. We walking down the street. We coming back from the L. Police pull up on us, right? Now this motherfucker's supposed to be my boy. He takes off running, right? He just jacked. He don't even say shit to me. He don't tell me he gonna run or nothing. He just run. He just took off running. One of the cops run past me chasing him. The other cop pulls out his 9, tell me don't move, right? So now I take a little slap. You know what I'm saying? They took the bill. They took my chips. And then he come walking back off the house.
Whoa. Don't forget your snicker.
Yeah, they took the Snickers too. This motherfucker come walking back off the handline talking about what happened. My first response is, why you didn't tell me you was running? What you run for anyway? We ain't do shit. Oh, I had a heat. I had some heat on me. What, don't you think you should have told me that before we left?
No. Number one.
Now, you can defend yourself, sir. Go ahead and defend yourself.
Okay, number one.
Why did you leave me? You left
when
me.
Nope. Time out. Say it right. Now, for one thing, back in the day, you should already knew I had some goddamn heat on me. Number two, when cops stopped, he said, y'all stop. You come here. I said, who? He said, you. When he said me, you should have already knew I was going to run. Because every time the police asked me to come here, I ran in. And number three, I stood on the high lines and they were going to take you to jail. I was going to come out and turn myself in after I got rid of the gun. That's why I ran. I stood up there watching the slap you and everything. I stood up there because once they pulled off, I came right down the high lines. I was right there. I just had to get rid of the gun. I wasn't going to jail with no gun in my pocket. That's why.
Okay, now I'm gonna go down the line. All right, buddy, you heard my version. You heard his version. Who do you believe? Okay, Candy, who do you believe?
Oh, wow. I don't know who to believe because I don't know y'all that well.
That motherfucker ran.
I don't know y'all like that.
You know enough Father Time always be bullshitting, so you should believe me anyway.
Your ass left me, motherfucker. You didn't tell me you was running. Sweetness, would you want your girl to tell you if she was going to run or not? What the fuck? Janine?
I believe Wick, because he an Aquarius.
What?
Thank you, dear.
And he's telling the truth.
You know if Aquarius telling the truth.
Well, you know
we don't
what?
Lie.
I got something for you. I got something for you. And I got something for Wick. This is from my heart to y'all. Both of y'all.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
My bad. I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm just fucking with y'all.
I'm in my lifetime. Pissed off!
I'm pissed off. Nah, I'm
better
just
be pissed off than pissed on.
I'm just fucking with you, dog. You still could have told me you was going to run, though, dog. You didn't tell me you was going to run, man. You didn't.
He didn't have time to tell you. I'm
sorry. If I could change
get
the
rid of the gun.
I would have had enough time, I would have told you. But he was already out the cot, so I couldn't let you know at that time.
Somebody said
if y'all
was
as close
time.
As you say, then you should already know he had a gun.
Thank
that
you.
Point.
So you already knew
you.
He was going to get off
knew
this
I
stuff.
Thank you.
Hide
thank
the gun.
Thank you. He already knew. Thank
I'd rather you get off and hit it than get caught with it and we're both going down.
Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here. As soon as the cops say, come here, you, he said, really? He said, yeah, you. He could have said, I'm running and took off running. That motherfucker didn't say nothing. He just took off running.
Chomp.
Now, be honest, dog. You actually telling me you didn't have time to say I'm running.
No, honestly, I didn't because he got out the car. They pulled over. They said, y'all stop. Then he said, you come in. We was like, who? He said, you. As he was pointing you, he was getting out the car. I was already turned around and gone.
That's my whole point. You already knew you was running. As soon as he said you, you couldn't
yeah,
say,
so,
hey, I'm running.
Yeah, so,
and took off.
And you knew I was running as soon as he said me.
I didn't know you. Yeah. I didn't think you was going to run.
Yes, you
we
did. You knew he was going to run.
As soon as he said me.
Why would he
you,
run, man? We didn't do shit. Why would he run? We just walked
okay,
into the
we
crib.
Ain't never
I mean,
okay,
you
we
like
ran
you must have you must forgot what year this was when certain officers took us to the police station and kicked our ass. You must have forgot about that year, didn't you? I was going to stand there
exactly
and just...
I know exactly what year this was, man.
Okay, so you must
still
really...
could have said, I'm running.
Well, okay, for future references, for future wrestling in the past, I'm running, dog, my bad. I'm running, okay?
I'm sorry.
Well, it's too goddamn late now. We don't even do stupid shit like that anymore. So
well, it's never too
never
late.
Anyway.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Are you just mad because
anyway.
They took your Snickers?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is.
Yeah,
like
yeah. I was just
who said that? Who said that?
And your... I did.
Who just said that?
I did.
He hollers about that Snickers for 3 weeks.
He was ready to fight me over the Snickers more than anything. Fuck
the
slap.
No, you ran on me. I was ready to bang your ass because you ran on me.
You
know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Now,
I knew he was going to run.
Man, if you was in that situation, you wouldn't have known he was going to run because, number one, we didn't do shit. Number two, you didn't even tell me you were eating.
Oh,
you didn't tell me you were strapped or nothing. We just going to the liquor store.
Come on, boy. Come on. Come on here. Come on.
Yeah,
you
I knew
because
he was
you got
run.
Heat on you.
We was going to the liquor store at almost 1 o'clock in the morning, but we wasn't doing nothing, right?
We were just walking back with some motherfucking 40s. The Snickers and some chips.
That's what you thought.
Exactly. That was my whole intention. I wasn't expecting to get slapped and get my candy and chips took.
Well, like I said, if he was a friend like he said he was, then, you know what I'm saying? You would have already knew what was going on. He wouldn't have had to tell you. You would have already knew.
No, that ain't true neither. With him, you don't know. But he could have said, I'm running while he was running. He could have said, I'm running while he was running. That's my whole point.
Sweetness. Is Sweetness on the phone?
She was.
She hang up. Huh?
No, she's still on
the phone. Sweetness. Yeah. Are you on the phone? Yeah. Okay, now, back in the day when I was selling dope, okay?
Wow.
And me and you were together, and you know that I'm selling dope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I took off running, would you expect me to tell you before I ran? Or would you already knew I was going to run?
Well, I mean, me knowing you, I already know you're going to run because you got something on you.
Right. That's because you know that she dirty. I didn't know he wasn't dirty.
But
you
even if
saying?
I didn't tell her, if I took
that's
off,
that's
she
that's
would
totally
already
different.
Know. Because she already knows what I do. And because she's my friend. Now, you was his friend, so you should already know he had a gun. And I'm not going to have her go down for what I'm doing.
No, you just don't know what a
motherfucker
got a gun on him.
He's right. I was such good and wholesome. He knew I wouldn't have had no gun on me. That was just a shocker right there. You know, I didn't ever do nothing bad. So, yeah, he's right.
You still should have told me. The point is, you should have told me. You didn't tell me. Now, if I knew he was dirty, then I would expect him to run. Of course I know he's going to run. You understand what I'm saying?
Even if I wasn't dirty back then, I would have ran.
What
the
fuck? We do shit.
It don't matter. I'd have ran anyway, just cause. You know that.
Well, I'm too goddamn big to be
pull
running.
Pull me down.
I ain't running.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah, whole time.
Dude, I can't even get half a block without getting tired. They catch me real quick. Man, I just let it run for a couple more seconds.
That's why I didn't
tired.
Run. That's why I didn't run. That's what I'm saying. But, like, you know, I mean, another prime example. I went down, and I didn't turn my baby daddy, and we were together 10 years. And I didn't turn him in. And it was a fuck you situation after I did that. I'm not expecting you to owe me anything, but you should have been there for your kids at least. Because I'm going down for you. You know what I'm saying? For not saying shit about anything. I'm the one that took the rap. So with my experience, I'm taking rap for no goddamn body.
I'm good and I don't.
That's just how it goes. At least you could have been there for my children. If you didn't want to be there for me, because I'm a grown-ass woman, you should have at least been there for all kids.
She said all kids.
Our
that
kids.
Ain't
all
be there for
of our kids.
Yeah.
okay, sweetness, you laughing. Fill us in. What's going on?
Because I already know what I know what she, you know, I know what she's saying. That's the reason why I'm laughing. I mean, you know, after me and her got.
Am I right or am I wrong, sweetness?
No, you're right.
Wait a minute, stop. What did you just say, sweetness? Did you just say y'all got kids
on
the same
guy? I'm laughing because me and her, when she says all the kids, she's including mine too.
He should have been there for them kids. Whether it be her kids, my kids, other baby mama's kids.
Wait a minute, hold up. Hold on for a second, Candy. Sweetness. Did you say y'all got kids by the same daddy?
By the same man.
Yeah, by the same man.
Yeah.
Okay, so now y'all do know I want y'all to call in tomorrow. I want to discuss this one.
What is that going to be the topic?
I wanna do. Yeah, that's going to be the topic. Y'all two going to be my topic tomorrow. We ain't got enough time for y'all to explain it today. So tomorrow, I mean, cause I'm a tad bit curious. I don't know about what about you, Jadine? You a tad bit curious about this one?
No. You talking about them too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I that not Butter. You a tad bit curious about this?
Butter already know.
Oh well, hell.
Hold on, Butter already know what? What do Butter already know?
Still has kids by the same man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I would love for y'all to come back. Now, for real, seriously, I would love for y'all to come back tomorrow and explain this to me. Real seriously, I'm bullshit. I mean,
because. We shared.
Huh?
We shared the same man. We just didn't live under the same roof. That's basically all it is.
People
said
we should have, but we never did.
That's about a 15-minute explanation.
Wait a minute. Hold. Y'all shared the same man, even though y'all didn't live under the same roof, right? And y'all knew it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds like a show all day long. I don't give a damn. That's a show all motherfucking day long. Alright, sweetness, Candy, I really want y'all to be the center of my show tomorrow. Alright?
I'll be there.
Candy, you gonna be here?
For sure, sir.
Okay, because I really gotta hear this. I mean, because y'all sound like y'all just like that for free.
That we what?
I said, y'all sound like y'all just the best of friends. I can't even get my baby mama to say hi to each other. And y'all just straight taking it like.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
me and Candy
the animosity. Our kids are related.
Me and Candy grew up.
We got
it. We've been
got
on each other since
to be together as friends for the kids.
Hold on. Save something for the show tomorrow. I don't even want to know your explanation. All I want to know is y'all willing to be on the show tomorrow and explain it. Tomorrow, we going Jerry Springer style. Jerry Springer style. That's our show tomorrow. That's as far as topic. Jerry Springer style. You got something wild and crazy to tell us tomorrow? I want to hear it. This, we starting off with I got babies by the same man and we best friends.
That do sound like
a Jerry
Springer.
Wow.
That is a Jerry Springer topic.
Hey, Butter.
Yeah.
Butter, you got a Jerry Springer topic for me tomorrow?
Oh, you know she does.
That's tomorrow's topic. I'm letting y'all know now. So tomorrow's topic, the Jerry Springer. We doing the Jerry Springer show. The wildest topic you can come up with. And right now, Candy and Sweetness is in the lead. So, Butter, you gonna have one for me tomorrow?
I have to think about it, see if I can find something.
I'm pretty sure you can, girl. Yeah, I know your life is just one big party after another.
Right.
And shit, this goes without saying, but I'm going to have to ask anyway. Janae.
Yeah.
You know she got one.
I know you got a Jerry Springer topic for me.
What?
I know you got a Jerry Springer topic for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you give us a Jerry Springer topic. You know what? You know what I really want to say to you, Janae?
What?
I don't want to say nothing. I want to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get off the air, you and your is it ex-husband?
Uh-huh.
Or still husband?
He's my ex-husband.
Is he in a mental ward right about now?
Is he in a mental ward?
Yeah, because I know you drove him crazy with all this shit you was doing.
Well, I wasn't doing a lot of shit.
Shit, baby, you had that band going from parties and everything else, Diana. I'm just going by what you told me.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. I don't think any normal man. Now, Wick told me can't no normal man handle you.
Right. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I think I can get you.
Oh, yeah.
Wick.
I'm already crazy.
Wick said he can get you, too. He said he already crazy.
I guess I just gotta find the one who can, but it ain't gonna be too many.
Go to
SinCityBuyScrews.com
and you'll see.
He said, "Go to
SinCityBuyScrews.com." I hear me crazy.
She meant to say SinCityBuyScrews.com, but y'all so heady, man. All right, well, I guess we're winding down. I'm sorry, y'all. Once again, I apologize for coming to the show kind of late, but I had to be with my baby.
Yep.
And ladies, yeah. Before we get off the air, tomorrow I'm taking all advice. How in the hell do you deal with a 16-year-old girl?
Oh.
I mean, is liquor the answer? Because I have that.
Okay.
I have the liquor. Is liquor the answer?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Nope.
Communication.
Yeah.
Okay, now, hey. I did something, y'all, today, and I want to share it with y'all. My 12-year-old. She had a problem at school. It was with a little boy. Little boy trouble. And I'm sharing this with y'all because I really feel proud of myself. I didn't explode. I didn't go crazy. I actually sat down and I talked with her. I had a nice talk with her. Hell, I even made her smile. I even made her laugh. I mean, I didn't snap off and say, well, the boy, you know, I didn't do the father thing. Because somebody kind of told me that I was kind of a little bird got in my ear today and told me I'm a little too overprotective.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel good about what I did. I do. I feel good about what I did.
It makes it so much easier.
Right, and she actually opened up and talked to me today. Because, I mean,
yeah.
it took her like 30 minutes. I mean, we sat in the car for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. She would not tell me. I mean, she's crying. And I'm like, baby, you can talk to me. You can't talk to nobody else. You can talk to your daddy. And after 30 minutes of crying and saying it's nothing, she opened up and talked to me. So to that person who told me what they told me, man, I love their advice. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I got a question.
Although I was boiling inside. I was boiling. Like, I'm going to beat the shit out this little boy when I catch him. But I didn't let her know that.
Uh-huh. I got a quick question.
What's that?
I was on Facebook today, and I seen a little comment of anger on Sin City about some fake people and stuff like that. What was that about?
We're
going to discuss that one next week.
There you go. We'll discuss it
okay.
next week.
Oh, okay.
10 seconds.
I guess.
All right, y'all, we're coming down to the end. Actually, we are at the end. So, Wick, you got your last words, bro?
Much love to Sin City. It's my fellas, man. Y'all always do a good show. Sorry, Rod, man, but next time I tell you I'm running, dude. And much love to the ladies.
Yeah,
I enjoy
late
y'all
now,
show.
Too late now, goddammit. Janine,
you
last word?
Good show. See y'all tomorrow.
Wheatley?
That was a good show.
What was that?
I thought it was a good show.
Okay, Candy?
Yeah, I missed y'all last week. Good show tonight. I'll be on tomorrow. Y'all have a good night.
Brother?
I enjoyed myself tonight. I will be back tomorrow.
You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, when the hell y'all gonna get in this damn chat room with us? Every damn week we up in this chat room. Y'all motherfuckers ain't coming in there with us. What's really good? What's
I've been
really
busy.
Good,
been
y'all
real
busy.
You
say what?
I've been real busy. I apologize next time.
What you mean next time? We in that now. What's the business? Jump
I got
in.
Get to take care of tonight.
You know what? This after tomorrow, this is our last week of the chat room. We through with this shit.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be like that. I'll be on tomorrow.
I'm through with this chat room shit.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Whatever.
For the other side, caught in a chase, blindside to life. Today, for the other side, caught in a chase, blindside to life.
Yeah.
Today,
I don't think she understands the sacrifices that I've made. Maybe if this bitch had acted right, I would've stayed. But I've already wasted over half my life. I would've laid down and died for you. I no longer cried for you. No more pain, bitch, you took me for granted. Took my heart and ran it straight into the planet. Into the dirt, I can no longer stand it. Now my respect, I demand it. I'ma take control of this relationship, command it. And I'ma be the boss of you now, goddammit. And what I mean is that I will no longer let you control me. So you better hear me out, this much you owe me. I gave up my life for you, totally devoted to you. I stay faithful all the way. This is how I fucking get repaid. Look at how I dress, fucking baggy sweats. Go to work a mess, always in a rush to get back to you. I ain't heard you yet, not even once that you appreciate me. I deserve respect. I've done my best to give you nothing less than perfectness. And I know that if moving on to get you. Oh, now I'm special. I ain't so special. When I was with you, all I had.